everyone, and welcome to Talking With Yo. I hope everybody's doing great. I am so excited today to have my guest, Tessa Ward, join me as we chat about several things. It is Women's History Month, and we're just going to chop it up a little bit. Tessa is a wife, she is a mother, she is a friend, and she's an entrepreneur. Tessa, welcome.
Thank you, Yolanda, for having me.
Tessa, tell us about your business. Tell us the name of your business.
Okay, well, it's Tessa Ward Designs, LLC, and I am an interior designer / stylist / upholsterer, and I've just put out a new luxury line of pillows called Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk. I love the name of it. Before we go to a break, I want to let you guys know we're going to talk about those pillows. We're going to talk about that talking on those pillows. We'll be right back with Tessa Ward. Welcome back to Talking With Yo. This episode is brought to you by Weekend Fetish and also Flo Beham. And, of course, it's brought to you by Pillow Talk. I have my guest in, Tessa Ward, who's going to tell us a little bit about her business. Tessa, Pillow Talk.
Okay. So everyone knows I do upholstery. I'm trying to eventually phase out of doing it. It's very physical, by the way.
Why would you want to phase out of it?
It's very physical.
And okay.
It lets me know I'm not 20 anymore.
Okay. Okay.
So I love fabric. Oh, my God. I love fabric like we women love handbags and shoes. So, okay. I've transitioned my love for fabric into pillows, luxury pillows for the home, the bed, the sofa.
And it's easier to do a pillow than a big chair. Because obviously, I've got two chairs that have been waiting on you 2 to 3 years. But you stay backed up, and you had the nerve when we were at break to bring the chairs up. If you're not going to fix them, then let's not even talk about it.
There's nothing wrong with the chairs. I actually want them, and I want them the same color they are. So I'm just waiting until you sell them to me.
You're not going to wear me down. That's not going to work. But I suppose a pillow is easier than a chair. Or what inspired you to go to transition to pillow?
Oh, my goodness. Well, with all the Airbnbs I've done, styling clients' homes, I would never seem to be able to find, when it came to pillows, to finish the look I had in mind.
Uh-huh.
And I would find myself going home, getting some fabric, and making what I needed for the sofa, mm-hmm, or the bed. Mm-hmm. And I just said, you know what? There is a need for this because I'm having trouble finding the texture, the luxury, the color. And, you know, I just said, hey, you know what, Tess, you can do this.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And it's another bullet point on your resume or your repertoire of things that you do. You're very talented. I suppose with you having all the clients that you have, the client base that you have, and going from house to house, that you are somewhat like a hairstylist in here, a lot of problems or issues, or you encounter relationship issues in friendships, and maybe, you know, just hearing problems of others, which brings me to Pillow Talk. That's the name of your business. And you and I've had a few conversations about our friends or just women in general who tell their spouses, who share with their spouses conversations that should be kept, we think, private. Should be kept private between two friends. If we're exactly. girlfriends, I don't even know Mr. Ward's name. I mean, I haven't met him yet. Not that I shouldn't. But whatever his name is, he shouldn't. I'm going to call him Larry. Larry should not know that I wear kitten heels only now. Like, what is that Larry's business?
Yeah.
Or Larry should not know that I didn't feel like going to work today or that I'm mad at my husband today. Why is that Larry's business?
Yeah.
So, it started irking me a few years ago. And so I've just sat back and observed those who tell their husband, and I don't even want to put it on husbands telling their wives. This show today is Pillow Talk. Girl, stop telling your husband my business. That's what I want to talk about. And we'll talk about the pillows as well, because I love to hear how you got into doing the pillows. And that's a very valid point. If you're still making the pillows, why wouldn't you just get transition into doing that?
Absolutely.
But Pillow Talk. So when you're in and out seeing clients,
uh-huh,
and as you grow your friendships, have you encountered situations where, and we're not calling names, where women have shared your, you know, your relationship business between you and the woman with their husband.
Yeah, and I think that kind of stems from we view our mates as our best friends, and we tend to go to them for sound advice, mm-hmm. and, you know, and but one thing I never do is ask for advice on a girlfriend. I think that's off limits when it comes to my spouse, so I try to keep that separate.
So you don't go to Mr. Larry. You got to tell him I call him Larry. You don't go to Mr. Larry and say, hey, I was at Yolanda's today doing her Christmas tree, and she was saying her husband wants to go out of town for Christmas, but she and the daughter want to stay in Birmingham. You know, what should I tell Yolanda? You don't go to Mr. Larry and tell him that, do you?
No. I'll say something like, guess what I saw on social media today? Mm-hmm. And if it's a friend, mm-hmm. I won't mention a friend's name. Mm-hmm. I'll give him the situation off of social media, mm-hmm. and put it back on them and then get my answer that way. But I've never been that person to tell my mate about, because your spouse will never look at your girlfriend the same.
That's right. So I think I can understand you talking to him about a scenario on social media. We all know this Risa Tisa. Are you familiar with that? She.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Why did I get married?
Yeah, and I've just time stamped this podcast by bringing that up, because it'll be old news in like 15 more minutes.
Oh, my goodness. But
we all know it's very interesting, situations like that, broad situations of people we don't know. It's good to get a male point of view, because we're women, mm-hmm. but it's also good to get that male in your life. I mean, we share children with them.
Exactly.
Point of view on that. But I just didn't want my husband's point of view, I almost said his name, about Tessa's business. You know what I mean? So I do get why you would to give him like a broad scenario, mm-hmm. and get his opinion on it, because it's good to get a male point, and it's also good to get this male's point of view. But you would not go to him, even with a sibling, like your sister, with their business. Like, I've had situations where friends have taken money from the household account, mm-hmm. or had a boyfriend on the side. Mm-hmm. Why in the world would I tell my husband that? Because he's going to start wondering why I'm hanging with you.
Exactly.
If I'm lowering my standards in my friendships, he's going to start wondering why I'm hanging with you. And I just don't need his opinion on that. I don't need his opinion, because first, I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need his sounding. He didn't need to be my sounding board. But I don't know if I consider him my best friend in all walks of life. But because I know him very well, and he's one of my closest friends, first of all, he gives a negative, you know what, about what's happening with any of my girlfriends. But we all are married to different types of men. I have girlfriends whose husbands care. They are all in it. They are Peter Thomas, you know, in Real Housewives, when Peter was all up in the women's business. So have you had a situation where someone may have shared your business? You say you don't do it, but have you had a situation in friendships where you thought that the friend spoke to her spouse too much about your situation?
I'm sure I have. And unfortunately, me and that friend aren't friends anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was for a season. Mm-hmm. But I noticed the change in her husband. And he would, when I would suggest us going places, you know, he would find a way to, oh, well, she's got to do this, or she's got to do that.
He didn't want around you.
The writing was on the wall without her actually coming out and saying it.
And that's because she shared too much of what was going on with you, with him. Yeah. And it may not even been anything negative. It's just life.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk to each other. My two best friends, one lives in Dallas, one lives in Arkansas, and then I have so many friends here. Mm-hmm. But we use each other as sounding boards and confidants, and I just think that God probably made us differently. Well, women need that. Most women need that. And I found out through some past podcasts and just having male friends, men need that too. They just may deal with it differently. Mm-hmm. But I know that we need that, and we need to feel like we're in a safe space when we do share those things. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, for me, and you mentioned something earlier about how to choose a mate. For me, if I see that in the dating process that you want to know, or you care to know too much about what's going on with me and my friends, that's a red flag for me. What do you think?
Well, yes and no. It depends on, you know, I'm sure whoever you're dating, and I say dating because we're both married, whoever you're dating is going to want to know what type of friends do you have? Because then that tells a lot about you. And I just think a lot of times the women that are dating that want to be married or want to solidify their relationship, I just don't think they're asking the right questions. And by the right questions, I mean, hey, if you lose your job, are your bills still going to get paid? If you guys are thinking about getting married, are you on the life insurance? Are you on the house? If you haven't bought the house together, what are you going to do about bank accounts? Did you sign up to pay in half? Those are the type of questions I think people need to ask.
And watch behaviors. If he's too much into our stuff. And So when you were dating Mr. Larry, did you think that one day you would be an entrepreneur and he would support that?
Yes. I knew that right away.
Okay. Did you know that he wouldn't be concerned about what's happening at my house and I wear kitten heels every day?
I knew that.
Okay. Right, I knew away. That. When I was dating my husband, I knew that he could care less about what's going on in your house.
Yeah.
I can't even call him. I learned this probably last year. I can't even call him and say, oh my God, Tessa has a beautiful home. It's got six garages. And he didn't want to hear that. He's happy for you, but we're not living there.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't even want to hear that. You know, he's happy for you. Now, if we visit, if you have us over, he will compliment your place. And he likes to look at the architecture, you know, from the eye, you know, how things were built. But if it's not in our house, he is truly, you know, not concerned with it.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I'm thinking as we're talking, I don't know if I so much mind. Well, I don't know if I so much mind the act of you sharing my business with your spouse as it is him being bold enough to let me know. Or you being bold enough to come back and tell me what he said we should do. Not my covering.
Oh, man.
He's not my covering. So why do I care about his advice unless I'm asking Mr. Larry for some law advice and he's an attorney?
Yeah.
Or some under the hood car advice and he's a mechanic. Why do I care? Because you do everything he say. You when he say jump, you say how high. Why should that matter to me?
Yeah.
You know, so I think what bothers me the most is that you have the nerve to come back and tell me you told him my business and tell me what his opinion was.
Well, and then too, I think we need to look at certain people we call friends a little bit harder, a little bit, you know, with a clearer mind or whatever, because a lot of times you know your friends, you know what they'll say and what they'll do. You know what I'm saying? And if they've betrayed trust the first time, they're gonna do it again.
So with this situation where you fell out, was it ever out in the open that she repeated to him what?
No, it was just something that I felt strongly about, and his actions toward me started to kind of change a little bit. And I think not only she shared something with her spouse, she shared it with another friend of mine, because I noticed that, you know, I stopped getting invited to all the, you know, the girls' trips and this and that. And, you know, you kind of. It's just a feeling you get. It's called women's intuition.
I understand. And that goes farther than if your husband's cheating. You know, people say, I understand in your business where you're in and out of homes, as we mentioned before, and dealing with different personalities, which are our clients here at Talking With Yo. It's all about relationships. And those relationships, I mean, the more I talk to people, the more I see different relationships. So I experience different relationships. Or I am exposed to different relationships. Can you tell me of a time, or can you share with me how you deal with different personalities, even though this has, it's a little off the subject of pillow talk, but different personalities and how you deal with different personalities with clients. I do predict that when you come in to consult and I've got to make a decision if I'm going to hire you, I'm going to what? Talk to my husband about it.
Exactly.
I'm not judging that situation.
Oh, I'm
That's not pillow talk to me. I mean, it should be discussed, and I guess the best time to discuss it is in bed at pillow talk. You might can get what you want if you wait and do pillow talk then. But how do you shuffle those different personalities that you encounter in your business?
Well, for one thing, let me just say this. For those that don't know, I am about 6 feet tall. And I'm slim and I'm not ugly. So I have to keep that in mind. And when I say I have to keep that in mind, when I'm meeting with a couple in a couple setting, I let the woman lead because I don't want to ever feel like I am trying to look at your husband a different way, or I'm getting too much feedback from your spouse and I've put you off. So I definitely let the woman lead in that aspect. And as far as budget and her going to her husband or whatever, you know, we kind of, when I talk to you, like a little preview, you know, I already put it out there. Hey, start, you know, thinking about, you know, talk to your husband about, you know, what exactly, you know, you guys want to do. So when I come out there, we can, you know, you'll have a number or a ballpark figure. But yeah, I always let the woman lead. Now, there's been some cases where the man is just more into things are going to go. And so I just kind of read the room, so to speak, and kind of, you know, go in that direction that they're leading me in. So.
But with women, do you find that people want to befriend you when you're consulting, when you're in for a job? Have you found that the relationships may go too far that you would want with a client, closer than you would prefer? Or do you encounter any situations like that, that people kind of step outside of you being the consultant and there for a job?
I can honestly say in my business, I have formed pretty much all of my clients are my friends. And these are people that I don't talk to them every day, but, you know, they'll call me and ask me something, or, you know, I can send them an invite to something I'm doing or whatever. So I can honestly say all the clients I've had pretty much are, you know, I can say they are friends. It's been a good working I'm professional sure. work relationship.
The first time you were at my house, I'm sure you had homemade chili.
If it's, I did.
So I know it's hard to draw that line. I know that, but then you become your friends and then you're working. And I know that sometimes doing business with friends can be a strain. Can you give us a situation where that has been a strain?
Oh my goodness, man. When I first started doing this, I would get invited to friends' houses and they'd be like, oh, Tessa, come over for lunch. And I'd go over and of course, we'd never eat because it was all, what do you think about this? What should I do with this? What should I do with that? And then before I know it, I'm in 3 hours and, you know, it's so like.
I'm up here concerned that I'm feeding you when you should be doing what you're here for, but you're getting the opposite when you go over for lunch.
You're
doing everything else. Okay. I can understand.
Because good friends don't actually really want to pay.
Well, that's what I was trying to pull out of you. I'm like, when are you going to get to that part of doing business with friends that don't really want to pay? And have you had a situation where you've lost a friend behind business and where the husband was involved? Them sharing with the husband and maybe a tag team. Okay, we lost this business. I hope the answer's no.
No, the answer's no.
Okay.
The answer's no.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So going back to Pillow Talk. Do you think, I've decided that someone who's sharing their with their spouse about what's happening in girlfriend time, I don't have a degree in psychology or psychiatry, and I don't have a counseling certificate. But I have decided they don't know themselves, and they have low self-esteem. Oh, there, I said it. Because why are you telling your husband my business?
Yeah,
or your spouse, or your boyfriend, or your baby daddy. I've decided they're this chatty Cathy. Like, why are you telling? Why and why do? If you don't know by now, it irks me for you to come back and tell me what he said.
I just think that goes toward the girl code. It just it violates the girl code. Like, I can tell you my business, but I don't want your husband to know my business.
And it can be deep. It can be anything as petty as me continue to talk about me and kitten heels, or it could be something deep as, like I said, taking money or having a boyfriend on the side, or forgetting to do something that that is vital in the marriage. You know, why am I running that, I just think that that's a sign of insecurity and not knowing who we are. I wish that during Women's Health Month, I wish somebody did a campaign on, during Women's History Month, a campaign on loving yourselves and knowing yourselves. And I will tell you, through this journey with speaking and doing the podcast, I'm learning, I'm digging and learning more about what it is to have confidence and to be sure of yourself and being confident enough to make mistakes, but every day that God wakes you up is a day to try to do right. better. Yeah, and to try to get it right. Absolutely. But it's not guaranteed to get it right, but to at least try to do better than you did the day before. So that is something that has just really irks me, you can tell. But I really wish that we would dig within ourselves and just get a why behind it and correct it. And then, or if you don't see anything wrong with it, maybe some, help me.
Well,
help me.
I just think...
Do you think that some people just really don't think anything's wrong with it? And when I'm confiding in you, you really think that I'm that Mr. Larry is supposed to be on three-way? Or I'm talking to you as if I know that you're going to do that. I guess I should have had someone in here who does
that. Well, and get their point of view. I mean, I have three brothers and two sons. So I'm going to tell you that when you think that men don't listen when you're talking, they do. Mm-hmm. And if you think that when you say something about your girlfriend, mm-hmm. that your husband or your spouse mm-hmm. is going to forget about it, they don't.
They don't.
So,
and they don't forget about something you did.
That's true, but certainly about somebody that mm-hmm. they're not with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. they're never going to, you will find yourself slowly being taken away from that person, mm-hmm. whether when you mention to your spouse or your mate, hey, I'm going out with such and such,
right.
they'll find a way for you to have something else to do.
Or if they can't control that situation, you're going to hear it again eventually in most cases, especially if you go out and have a good time and show that you had a good time. You're going to hear about it again. Why would I, if, you know, even with like my spouse, if this is who I want to be with, why would I, you know, why would I tell my family negative things about him? You know, if this is someone you want to be with, some things you have to keep to yourself or have a close confidant. And these things are tried and proven, trial and error, you know. But I just don't, if I want my husband to like my friends or him to at least be okay and accepting of them, why would I just put all this negativity into it? I think it's low self-esteem.
Well,
she's bad, I'm good.
It could be, but also, you know, a lot of times, and this is just another angle, ladies, so mm-hmm. don't quote me on this. This is just some observation I've seen in the past. Sometimes when you talk too much of your friend, it could give your man a glimpse into how she is and... Next thing you know, they're doing stuff. So I didn't say this happens all the time.
Yeah, I understand. But it took me a minute to follow you, but I got you.
I didn't want to get this wrong. So that's why I said, don't quote me on this. But yes, there have been times in relationships where the woman talks about such and such all the time.
Yeah.
And next thing you know,
like, ooh, such and such is fun.
Your man.
She's cute.
Is with her.
Such and such. So, I got some words for such and such.
Such and such. Yeah, such and, we'll call it such and such.
Pillow talk, Tessa. I'm sure when people see the title, they'll think we're in here talking about sex toys.
Of course. Of course.
Or we're talking about sex. How did you come up with the name?
Oh, my goodness. This name has been in my head for probably about 3 years. And for... I know 3 years ago I wanted to do it and I just said, oh, you know what? This is not right. I don't have the money for this. I don't have the money for that. And you know what? I was at an open house last year. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was at ACN Associates, their mm-hmm. open house. And mm-hmm. I ran into one of my Facebook friends mm-hmm. and I was telling her about it. She was like, just do it. She's like, what's holding you back? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't give her not one excuse what was holding me back. Mm-hmm. And just from there, I hit the ground running and I just didn't stop.
Because you were already an entrepreneur.
I was already
in. Tell me the steps in that. I know when I met you, I initially met you, we won't call any business names. You were employed for a big company. Okay. And tell me the steps. It is Women's History Month, and I would like for you to share that. Tell me the steps in becoming an entrepreneur.
Oh, man. I think I graduated from design school in 2011. Mm-hmm. 2011 or 2010. Don't quote me on that. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute. Anyway, so I got my degree from there, and started trying to tap into styling houses. People call it decorating, but I don't like the word.
I like styling.
Sounds mm-hmm. just classier. Anyway, mm-hmm. so I started doing that, and then I started. You know, I'd get my camera and take pictures of, and then it just, you know, in 2000. I can't remember what year it was, but
you don't have to tell us the year. Anyway, I just want another steps.
Anyway. So, you know, people will, first, let me say this. Just because you're building your business, sometimes you have to work. You still mm-hmm. have to work that job mm-hmm. to support your business. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what I had to do. I had to stop doing my own thing for a while and, you know, I had to pay some bills. Mm-hmm. So then I jumped back into it and actually, I just learned how to do upholstery in 2020 during COVID.
Self-taught? Okay.
No one believes me. Mm-hmm. I just learned how to sew in mm-hmm. 2021. Mm-hmm. Really, seriously. Mm-hmm. And, everything for me is just hands-on, self-taught. And people have asked me, will you do classes on upholstery? And I'm like, I'm still learning myself. And I don't mean to sound rude, but yeah. I am. You know, it's been a journey, but it's been a good one. I don't want to punch anybody else's clock. I absolutely love what I do. And you know what? I'm not making all this money and stuff like I would love, but I wake up every morning with, man, I got so much stuff to do. Instead of, man, I ain't got nothing to do today. Mm-hmm. So you got to love what you do. Because when you love what you do and the passion is there, the money will come, the clients will come, it'll all fall in place. And, since I start doing these luxury pillows, and by luxury ladies and guys, I mean, I'm dealing with the best of velvets, the Chanels, the linens, the Prives, all of these different textures and colors and stuff. And I mean, I think you'll absolutely love it if you haven't already checked me out.
Well, thank you for sharing your journey with us today and giving us your input. We're going to go to a quick break and we'll be right back with talking with you.
Introducing Weekend Fetish, the place where every day feels like the weekend. Weekend Fetish offers a wide range of products to help you achieve that perfect weekend look every day of the week. All Weekend Fetish products are vegan, cruelty-free, and paraben-free, so you can trust that they're not only good for you, but also good for the planet. These products range from long-lasting lipsticks to highly pigmented eyeshadow palettes to foundations and concealers for every skin tone. Weekend Fetish products are designed to be easy to use and provide a touch of luxury without the high-end price tag. Weekend Fetish, the place where every day feels like the weekend. All Weekend Fetish products are designed to be easy to use and provide a touch of luxury without the high-end price tag. Check out Weekend Fetish on all social media platforms right now. Just search Weekend Fetish and log on to weekendfetish.com.
Welcome back to Talking With Yo. I am your host, Yolanda Hicks. I don't think I've said my name all day. I think that now I'm a household name and I don't have to say it. I have my guest, Tessa Ward, is in today. And in closing, Tessa... Mm-hmm. Where'd you come up with the name Pillow Talk? Because that is the name of our episode today. You have beautiful luxury pillows. And I get it that you're doing pillows, but why did you name it Pillow Talk?
Because pillows just speak to you. I mean, when you walk in a home and you see a sofa, you're not just looking at the sofa. You're looking at those pillows. You're looking at the accessories that make that sofa. You can have the best leather on that sofa, but that sofa can't stand alone by itself.
I love it. So it's Pillow Talk because the pillows are speaking to you.
Exactly.
Took me a minute. I knew they were luxury pillows. Now I get it. Thank you for bringing that home for me. Yes. Tell my people how they can find you.
Okay.
If I want a consultation, or if I want to just buy the pillows or see the pillows and just place an order.
Oh, well, you can definitely see the pillows. The pillows are at Irondale Pickers. And it's a Pillow Talk boutique inside of there. It's nothing but pillows. I've got beautiful, beautiful pillows. I've got lumbar pillows for behind your back. I've got the barrels that span the width of your sofa. Or you can, I'm on Instagram on Tessa Ward Design LLC. My website is www.pillowtalkbytwd.com. I'm on Facebook under Tessa Ward, or you can give me a call at 205-936-1945.
Well, thank you for giving that additional information, because when you started off with that location, I'm like, you're not going to put me in a box. My people listen outside of this area. You're going to have to give me more than that, the World Wide Web way of contacting you. Thank you so much for that. Tessa, we've made light of our girlfriends talking to their husbands, and it is something that irks me, but we've made light of that situation today. And I hope that someone hears this and maybe want to correct that act. And maybe to pour something into themselves where they will see the wrong in that, or they can see that that could rub someone the wrong way. I know that you've been married over 20 years.
28 this year.
I really had about 23. tell me something. The one thing that you can attribute a successful marriage, because any marriage that still is happening, you're still in the same house, to Yolanda, that is successful. One thing you can attribute that to.
I would say agree to disagree. I mean, don't do the arguing. Don't go to bed mad. Just agree to disagree.
Okay.
And, you know, if you agree to disagree and say, hey, we're going to discuss this tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, or and then we laugh a lot because I'm always doing something crazy, whether it's the moonwalk or the stanky leg or, you know, just something crazy.
Well, thank you.
You know.
I've heard a lot of people say if you just throw something funny in a very serious situation, it does help deflect at the moment, and then you can come back to it later. As long as you don't go to bed, you can go angry if you want to, but don't go and tell Mr. Larry my business. Whatever you do. Whatsoever you do, don't tell Mr. Larry my business. You guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Talking With Yo. This episode is brought to you by
Pillow Talk.
And Flo B. Ham and Weekend Fetish. Please stay tuned every week for a new release of Talking With Yo.
I'm Tessa Ward with Pillow Talk, a luxury line of pillows, colors, textures. It's located at Irondale Pickers at 5401 Beacon Drive in Irondale, and that's Alabama 35210. I can be reached on Instagram at Tessa Ward Designs LLC. I'm on Facebook under Tessa Ward. My website is www.pillowtalkbytwd.com.